on Esther.
Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you doing, Jen?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's give it another minute. Give people a chance to get on. We're going to begin with the Lashon Yechud. Lashon Yechud Yitzabri Hu Ishkintei Bibzilu Urkimu Urkimu Ukilu Leakta Yishem Yechud Bebato Yechuda Shalim Lashem Kol Yitzayim Hinei Anachnu Vayim Mekayim Mitzvat Zevirata Omer La'asot nachat ruach le'otzreinu ve'la'asot ritzon borenu. Ve'hino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadenu konanei. Adonai Yohei Wahei Yigmor ba'adi Adonai Yohei Wahei Hazdecha le'olam ma'asei yadecha El Teref Ekra L'Elohim Elyon L'El Gomer Alay V'Ne'emar V'Ya'avor Alay V'Erech Mitvoseset V'Damayich V'Yomar Lach V'Damayich Hayi V'Yomar Lach V'Damayich Hayi Barki nafshi et Adonai, Yohei wahei, Elohim Yohei wahei, Elohei gedalta, Meod hod v'hadar levashta, Ote or kashalma, No te shamayim karia. Baruch ata, Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Betzivanu Al Segurat Haomer. Hayom Chamisha u'shloshim yom la'omer Shehem chamisha shavuot. Today is the 35th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu. And we can all say amen. We'll now study the Psalm 67, which is known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu sela Ladaat ba'aretz darkecha Bechol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha mim Elohim Yoducha mim kulam. Ismechu viranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim mishor ulu. The letter Aleph of Ulumim. The letter Aleph is the energy of unification, of unity, of the unity of the upper worlds with the lower worlds, the unity of everything. The question is, where do you find yourself? Are you unified with your spouse? Are you unified with your family? Are you unified with everything? Are you unified even with the members of your community? And it's time to contemplate the idea of what is unity. Is unity I'm right and you're wrong? Or is unity I'm right and I appreciate that you're right also? Umim ba'aretz tanhem sela Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha amim. Amim is a word that means a nation or people. And in the context of the Aleph that is unity, who are you unified with? Who is your nation? Who is your people? Are you searching for your community, or have you found it? And if you found it, what are you doing to bring more people into the community so that more people can learn, so more people can be unified for the diversity of your community will continue to enlarge. Kulam Eretz Na'ana Yevulah Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yevarkenu Elohim V'yiru Oto Kol Afseharet. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati Serira. Aleph Bet Gimel, Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dor Shayachutcha Givavat Shamrem Nun Gimodalad Yud Kavshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tami Gamrem Betet Reish Saritav Gimel Tasin Kadosh Verov Tuvcha Nae Adata Et Kuf Bet Et Nunayim. These six letters as one word. Et Kuf Bet Et Nunayim. This is the seventh word of each verse. This is the seventh word of the fifth verse. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushata Yud gimolamet pezayim tu Shabbatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumot Shin kufav tzadiyuta. And the eighth verse is said in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betoratach, Usfartem lachem, mimacharad ha-shabbat miyom haviachem, et omer ta-tenufa, sheva shabbatot t'mimot t'hiyena, ad mimacharad ha-shabbat, ha-shvi'ita sefiru, tamishim yom, Kidei sheya itacharu nafshotamcha Yisrael mizochamatam uvechein yehiratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Velohe avoteinu shebizchut sefirata omer Shesavarti Ayom Yitukam Ma Shepagamti Basefira Malchut Shebechod. Malchut Shebechod. What does manifestation in the frame of appreciation look like? What does the kingdom of appreciation look like? V'yat taher, v'yat kadesh, v'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen, selah. So the 35th stop in the desert is having left Hor Hahar, the double mountain, and camped at Zalmona. Zalmona is rooted in the expression Eretzio Vitzalmovit, the land of drought and the shadow of death, as in becoming whitened from the dark shadows of exile. At this and the following location, Hunan, The people began complaining again, which resulted in them being bitten by poisonous snakes. From the time of Aaron's passing, which was journey 34, until journey 37, which reflected the decree that the entire generation would die in the desert, their impending death haunted the people, causing them much distress. As the shadows of old age creep up on us and death becomes more imminent, we can feel depressed and become irritable, complaining about everything, God forbid. This leg of our life journey can be very disconcerting, and our petulance can be toxic, bringing on further problems. At this stage in life, we must muster the strength to overcome our personal discomforts and our personal fears and realize that Salmona is also part of our journey toward the promised land. The aging process poses many challenges, but it also presents many opportunities to use the wisdom and experience you have gained to guide and inspire the next generation, but also to guide and inspire your goals so that you're constantly looking to the future and not necessarily to the past, except to learn from that experience. The tzaddikim who left this day, the 20th day of Iyar, Rabbi Mordechai of Chernobyl, he was known as the Motel. Rabbi Chaim Avraham Gagin, Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Halevi Rabinowitz, and Rav Yosef Valtuch, who was known as the Tzaddik Nestar, the hidden righteous man. And the prophet that Rabbi Drizin teaches is connected to Malchut Shebahod is Nahum the Hanavi. And the woman that connects to Malchut Shebahod is Aksha, was a woman mentioned in the book of Joshua. This is the daughter of Caleb. Caleb and Joshua are only two to survive from the generation of the desert. Aksha is his daughter, I believe, from Miriam. I believe Caleb married Miriam. The 35th letter of the Shema Yisrael is the letter Vav that connects the Zeranpin. But it's also a hook. The word Vav means hook in Hebrew. So you want to hook yourself to a righteous person. So as he grows, you grow with him. Praying for the Bet HaMikdash. Baruch Aman Hu Yachatzir Avodat Beit HaMikdash Lim Koma Bim Hera Biyameinu. And we can all say Amen. Does anybody have any questions? I wish everyone a shalom. Much peace and happiness. Tomorrow at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And at 8:30 we will count the Omer. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Have a good evening.
Shalom and thank you.
Shalom, thank you.